Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
He's won an NFL MVP and Super Bowl MVP before the age of 25.
Mahomes in the pocket, peeling away, being rushed. Now peels back to his right, trying to keep the play alive. Pump faking, fires it late. It's thrown to the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic.
He led Kansas City to its first Super Bowl in 50 years.
They're going to run a sprint option action. Mahomes keeps it. He dives right side. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes!
And he joins the drive every Monday at 2:15.
Mahomes in trouble again, spinning right, left, now turning back to the right. He'll sprint and fires it late for the end zone. Caught! A yard deep in the end zone! Touchdown! Kansas City! And for Patrick Mahomes, just welcome again to the Magic Show!
It's time for our conversation with the Chiefs franchise QB on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Mahomes trying to keep it a drive. He's looking to the left side. He throws it left-handed to Tyreek Hill, and Hill makes the catch, and he's out of bounds at the 49-yard line of Denver. A first down, third and five. Batman's left-handed.
Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Welcome back into the drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's head to the phone lines and be joined by our next guest. Our conversations with the quarterback are brought to you by Google Fiber and Helzberg Diamonds. We're happy to welcome on Patrick Mahomes onto the drive today. Patrick, man, we appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, appreciate y'all.
Let's begin with, how do you feel physically after yesterday's game?
Just like I do after a lot of games, except for the fact that, we lost it. I mean, the Super Bowl, so obviously mentally, it hurts, but physically, I mean, just kind of like I usually do.
There's a lot of football to get into, but in 2020, with everything that's going on and the regular season that you guys had going to and winning the AFC Championship game at home and going to another Super Bowl, I hope you personally and I hope you guys understand that I know the season didn't end how you would like it to, but the tremendous accomplishment that is and what you guys provided for the city.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and you understand it. I mean, I think with time, you'll have a better perspective of how special the season was. But the ultimate goal was to win the Super Bowl. We fell short, so now it's about getting better for our next season.
When you look back on the season, I know it's fresh, man, not even 24 hours. But when you look back on this weird COVID season, ending in the Super Bowl and everything, what are you gonna remember?
Yeah, I'm going to remember the guys, man. I mean, it's been a long season of quarantining and just being around each other every single day, and you really haven't been able to go out into the outside world. And we've built some great relationships on this team, guys that really, truly love each other and love playing on this team. And so I'll remember these relationships and this season for how difficult it was and how guys persevered to get to the Super Bowl.
I saw a stat that you ran 497 yards in the backfield yesterday in the Super Bowl. Did it feel like that last night?
I knew I was scrambling around a little bit. I didn't know that much, so I saw it after the game as well. So, I'm trying to make a play, you know, trying to find ways to score points, and we wasn't able to do that yesterday.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, for a couple of more minutes. You've mentioned being on the same page. How much did the injuries to the offensive line affect that?
Yeah, I mean, you deal with injuries in football, and you have to have guys that step up and play. And I thought our guys played hard last night. I mean, they fought to the very end. There was times in the game where I held the ball too long. There was times in the game where guys fell down on their routes. I mean, it's not only on them. And so for me, it was about execution more than anything. We didn't execute at a high enough level. And if you don't execute against a good defense, it shows, and that's what the score showed.
Almost every single time in your career, you have been able to. And then, of course, halftime comes around. There's a little bit of a different feeling. Honey Badger was obviously very vocal and pissed off. What was the feeling like in the locker room at halftime?
I mean, honestly, we had the same feeling we always do when we're down, is that we're going to find a way to come back and win. And I thought the feeling in the locker room was pretty positive. I thought we had a good chance of coming back out there and starting off and trying to score a touchdown that first drive back. And we ended up just getting a field goal, and they scored, and we were just battling the rest of the game after that.
Did the game itself feel any different? Because now that you got a little bit of experience doing this whole Super Bowl thing, did it feel different from last year, the COVID, the cutouts, the fact that it was in Tampa Bay?
Not necessarily. I mean, you become used to the all the COVID protocols and everything like that. And so you just went out there to play a football game. And obviously we didn't play the way we wanted to and just came up short.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. What kind of fuel does this provide for you guys this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, whenever you come up just short of your ultimate goal of winning the Super Bowl, I mean, it just motivates you to go out there and try to find a way to get better. And so for me, I know that that's going to be something that's on my mind the entire offseason, is how I can find ways to better myself so that I can do whatever I can for this team to find a way to win it next year.
So when does that process start for you? Obviously, today is day one of the offseason. You've got a lot of personal stuff happening over the next 90 days or so. When does that journey start? When does that work toward next season begin?
I mean, it starts immediately. I mean, today we'll go over the film and try to find ways to see what they did. I mean, obviously, the way they played us, it worked out well as far as their defense against our offense. And, you know, other teams will see that on film. So you have to find ways to combat that. And that'll be another evolution in our offense is to find ways to move the ball down the field even when we're struggling.
I know most people do this where after something like that, you sort of replay moments and scenarios in your head. When you do that, you kind of just think back to yesterday's game. What moments kind of stick out where if you guys had done X differently, maybe the outcome would have been different?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot. I mean, as far as offensively, I feel like I didn't start us off the right way, get us on the same page, and then we weren't on the same page kind of the whole entire day. All those scrambling around plays are cool when they work, but you want to be more efficient. You want to be able to move the ball more efficiently down the field, and we weren't able to do that. And so that's on me, finding ways to get the ball out of my hand to these guys.
Of course, Tom Brady, the quarterback on the other side, an old baseball term I'm sure you've heard, tipping your cap. That's pretty much all you can do at this point to that guy, right?
Yeah, for sure, man. He's done it, man. He's won 7 championships. That's special in any sport and really anything. And so for him to be able to continue to get better is something that I have to look at and try to find ways to better myself, because, I mean, he's done that his entire career.
When you think of the number now 7, does it sound huge? Obviously, I'm sure it still remains a goal of yours.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's big. I mean, you inspire to win as many championships as possible, and he's done that. But we've been in 2 Super Bowls already, and I'm going to look forward to trying to do whatever I can to be in as many as possible and give myself as many opportunities to win more rings.
Is it a punch to the gut knowing you're not going to do it with the same dudes? Like, we always talked about running back this whole offseason, and you pretty much had the same guys. It's probably not going to be the case this next year.
Yeah, I mean, I know Brett Veach will do a good job of bringing back as many guys as he possibly can. But in the NFL, it always changes. The roster always turns over, and it's about building a new culture, a new bond with guys year in and year out. Obviously, you wanted to win with these guys and everything that everybody worked through the COVID protocols, doing whatever they can to be here and be the best players they can be and best guys they can be. But we fell short, and now it's about trying to find ways to better ourselves and hopefully have as many guys back as possible, and then bring in new guys and kind of teach them the ways to go out there and win a championship.
Speaking of bringing in new guys, you'll be bringing in a new girl here pretty soon with Brittany. Your off season, what's it look like for you, the timeline of everything? It feels like you just never get a break, man.
Yeah, I mean, we'll hopefully she gets all the way to her due date. But really, just any time I could be having a baby girl, and I'm super excited about that. It's going to be something special, and I'm excited for the journey of trying to find ways to better myself and become the best dad that I can be.
2 game points I want to ask you about. There was a 4th and 7 in the 3rd quarter of the game where you guys kicked a field goal. Did you guys ever have a conversation about going for it?
We didn't. I mean, at that time in the game, we were just trying to get points on the board and trying to do whatever we can to kind of keep the momentum in our favor. And obviously, we kicked in, and they were able to go down, I believe, and score after that drive.
Sean asked you about the officiating. Did you see any effects in morale after Tyron's penalty against Mike Evans toward the end of the first half?
No, I didn't. I mean, it goes both ways. I mean, stuff like that happens. Obviously, it didn't happen in our favor during this game, which it's hard to take, but that stuff evens out over time. So, guys played hard. I thought the defense played extremely hard and held us in the game as long as they possibly could. That call happened. Obviously, I didn't like it at the time, but that stuff happens in this league.
You were in a Super Bowl commercial yesterday. You, Aaron Rodgers, State Farm, Jake, and Drake. How did that come together?
Yeah, it was a pretty cool idea. We got to film it over the summer, the off season. But it was a cool idea. I haven't actually got to see the commercial yet, but I know I've seen parts of it, and I heard it was pretty good.
Who's got bigger guns, Drake from State Farm or Jake from State Farm?
Man, I don't know, man. But this next commercial shoot, man, I'm going to have to do a few workouts in there and maybe wear a little tighter shirt.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. Pat, again, for everybody in Kansas City, I want to say thank you to you. Thank you to your team for what you guys accomplished this season. I know it was not the ideal ending, but you guys had an amazing year, and we appreciate you coming on the show. That's the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us today. Pat, man, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank y'all.